It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Let me throw a question out to you real quick. If you could choose one of these, which would you pick? This was asked on Reddit. Kind of got some attention. So would you rather be 5 times smarter, 5 times richer, or 5 times more attractive?
Richer.
Richer.
Yeah.
5 times richer.
So I could live in Italy. Have gelato.
That's what it would be?
Yeah.
You'd be all right with your level of attractiveness and your smartness?
Yes, I could be stupid and live a great life in Italy.
Isn't there an argument to say that if you were smarter, you could attain the richer?
Yeah, no.
That'd take probably more work.
Yeah, 1,000%. I'm going to be rich in Italy, eating gelato, maybe get some plastic surgery to fix my ugliness. Can't fix my dumbness. Doesn't really matter, though.
Right. The top answer was smartness. By the way.
Really?
Yeah. Most people chose
maybe
5 times smarter.
They haven't been to Italy. They haven't seen that.
I think I'd probably with you, and I would probably choose just rich.
Yeah.
Like 5 times richer. Like,
yes.
All right, we'll try that. I'm all right in my own level of attractiveness.
Right.
And, you know, I think smarts, I hold my own with most things. I know a little about a lot of things.
Right.
And so that's kind of my wheelhouse.
Like, now, can we keep our current intelligence level, or are we just dumb?
No, we can't. I think, I mean,
because I think
there
I'm,
no
I'm
rules.
Perfectly intelligent enough, but I would like to live in Italy
so the,
and eat gelato.
The whole I want to be smarter thing, think about that, though. So if the average IQ is like 100, that means that you would have an IQ of 500. And okay. You'd be surrounded by stupid people.
Right. Oh.
Like, and that.
So we need people to pick smart.
Well, I was just thinking that might be a nightmare.
Yeah.
To be constantly the smartest person in the room.
Right.
And be surrounded by dumb people.
Right.
Where
but if I'm in Italy eating gelato, I don't care. I'm just going to hang out in my villa by myself.
Right, right. With all your riches.
Because I'll be in Lake Como probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My permanent residence would be in Lake Como.
Okay.
I'll jaunt down to Venice for a while on vacation. I'll go to Rome.
So you've already mapped this out.
Yes. And
this
then
fake
I'm,
scenario.
I'm
spend
some
this
time
fake
on, yes,
would you rather scenario.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Amalfi Coast for vacations too. Yeah. But I'm living in Como eating gelato.
All right. That's good. So Kelly
being
and I both.
Being ugly and kind of dumb.
Both choose the very vain,
not
rich.
Vain. Yeah, just materialistic.
Maybe. Materialistic
yeah,
is what I was looking
vain,
for.
Not
yeah,
vain,
yeah.
I'll be dumb and stupid. But I'm materialistic because I want to eat gelato in Italy. I want
you'll be
nice
dumb and
scenery.
Ugly. You'll be dumb and ugly, but rich.
But living in Italy.
All right.
Living my best life.
Sure. That's
it's
good.
It's like one of the most beautiful places on earth. Yeah.
All right. Good talk.
Yeah.
Speaking of Italy, my daughters are going to be studying there in the fall.
Oh.
And
what part?
Florence and
okay, that's the one place I really didn't spend a lot of time.
Okay, I guess it's pretty close to a lot of things that are around there. And my
we
wife
picked up a rental car in Florence and drove to Umbria.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess all those words don't mean anything to me right now.
Okay,
but my wife and I have just started kind of like looking at. Okay, well, could we visit them? Obviously, we should. Yeah, obviously,
yes.
We should.
Like
so,
trip of a lifetime.
I know. How
really,
cool would
we
that
spent
be?
2 weeks before we had kids. That was our before we're going to have kids trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
All right.
Don't go in August, though.
No.
That's when they have like a lot of
bugs.
Siestas. No, they just shut everything down for about 4 hours from like noon to 4 or 5.
Okay.
So they just take naps.
That sounds delightful, actually.
It does, yes. But if you're a tourist and you're like, oh, I want to go get some lunch.
I want to do
and
stuff.
Nothing's open.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. Good. That was a good Italian talk.
Yeah.
And would you rather, you can see what a lot of people wrote. We'll post it up on X, at Ben and Kelly Show. Quick traffic note, Shelbyville Road by Valhalla, please avoid that area for the time being. There was an accident involving a pedestrian, so just kind of...
Oh, no.
Yeah, be careful. And if you're going out to the PGA Championships, just be extremely careful in that area, especially if you're driving in just in that area and you're not going, but there's so much traffic, there's so much foot traffic and all
many
that stuff.
Many cones too, like yeah. They've divided the lanes by cones, and yeah, so just it's yeah. kind of confusing, so just know to go slow.
Yep.
It's going to be, there's much.
Yep, be careful. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Kelly K.
So we have the opportunity to try to rally around this local family, listeners of the show. LKY did a story on Amber's family. She listens. Unfortunately, she was at work when her house in the Portland neighborhood caught on fire.
Mm.
Brett was at home with their three kids when he smelled smoke. He was cleaning with their 9-year-old. And the 3-year-old and 16-month-old, they were on the first floor in the playroom, the only room not touched by fire.
Mm.
And they're currently staying with family. Most likely will be displaced for at least 8 months.
Oh, geez.
So they need clothes, diapers, and other essentials. They're looking for foster homes for their dogs and cats.
Mm.
And there's a GoFundMe set up to help cover what they lost.
I just talked to him at 6:30. To remind him to make the chicken for dinner.
And I took off barreling toward fire, staying low and looking for my kids.
I literally went fighting fire. I'm sure my children were okay.
Thank God they were downstairs playing in the playroom.
Which is the only room that wasn't touched by anything.
Mm.
Yeah, so again, they need clothes, diapers, other essentials. All that information and the GoFundMe link is on our website. You can see their story further at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
All right, an opportunity to make a feel good here.
Yeah.
Good deal. Shout out to Dakota, North Bullitt High School senior attending Midway University. How do I know that? Well, because she's a part of our senior shout outs here this morning. She's dressed in a pretty red dress, has a little bouquet of flowers there. Looks
nice.
Looks like a little debutante there. So congrats, Dakota. Also, Erica Goodlett, who is Spencer County High School senior, attending Empire Beauty for Cosmetology, which is pretty cool. And then also to Jordan, who went to Southwestern High School and is working now at a nursing home. So there you go. A little senior shout-outs. If you want to celebrate the senior who is graduating, WDJX.com. Shout them out. Senior pranks going to be a thing that are happening here over the next few days, weeks, etc. You know, security so tight at schools across the country now, it must make senior pranks a challenge for this generation.
Do people still do it? Can they still get away with it?
They just got to be smarter, right?
All right.
Apparently, though, a bagpipe player ain't suspicious enough to get stopped at the door.
Not right.
So some high school students in Illinois paid a bagpiper to follow their principal around the school for an hour as part of a senior prank.
They follow him around for an hour?
Listen, this was the plan B because they wanted a mariachi band to do it, but it was out of their price range.
Okay.
One piper was within their price range.
And I'm available.
Yeah, the principal, Mr. Robinson, was a good sport. He even said, you know what? That's awesome. It's creative. It's not destructive to the school.
Right.
Didn't create a big mess for the custodians to clean up. So, you know what?
It's
thumbs up from me.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes. How great is that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can see it at Ben and Kelly's show. We posted
super
it on X.
Super creative.
Yeah, but some of the best senior pranks that you've been involved in or seen another class do at Ben and Kelly Show, or call or text 502-795-1997. Got one. My class decided to bring a bunch of grills and hold a barbecue in the parking lot. Seniors
That's
before
fun.
Us actually destroyed so much property that we just decided to have something everyone could enjoy.
That's probably good. Like, you know what? They ruined it for everybody. We're going to bring it back.
Yeah. They were like, you know what? We feel kind of bad doing something, trying to one-up the class before us because they just literally destroyed things. So yeah,
so we're just gonna have a cookout. Everybody's gonna eat. It's gonna be fun. That's a great idea too.
I remember one of the schools that we played in, like sports in, they made the news because their senior class put a bunch of grass fertilizer on the football field that said like class of, you know, whatever it was. And it burned it into the actual
Oh, no.
Yeah, into that.
That's property damage. See, that's where you get that's where it gets in trouble.
A little bit, yeah, that's where it gets a little bit crazy, right?
Yeah.
Got another one. My graduating class bought a keg of root beer.
Keg of root beer?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can get a keg of root beer.
That's fun.
Got it from the local liquor store. We set it up about 6 o'clock in the student parking lot. There were about 24 of us. We all had lawn chairs, set it up just like a real tailgate party with chairs all around the keg.
I love it.
Police were called. Didn't actually take them long to figure out what was actually going on. So
okay, all right. They're like, no, guys, it's not real beer. It's root beer.
Yeah, it's root beer.
It's
they're
fine.
They're like, all right, carry on. They're like, want one? Want a pint? Yeah. Like,
yep.
Yes,
all right.
I do. Yes, I do.
I got another one. The seniors at my school hyped up the prank, put posters everywhere, handed out flyers, posted daily on social media, installed a countdown clock.
Oh wow!
This also grabbed the attention of the local newspaper.
Sure.
They arrived at the school for an article. That was, for us, huge news. Some seniors even gave quotes to the press. And then the clock struck zero. Everyone held their breath for what was about to happen. Nothing. The prank was there was no prank.
The prank was there. That is good.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
really good.
I
that's
like
really
that.
Good.
I like yep. that. Hey, Angela, what was yours?
Our senior prank, we turned our whole senior parking lot into a beach. I mean, like, everybody brought sand in their trucks. We had grills out front. We were grilling. We had our summer clothes on.
Wow, that's great.
It was the funnest time. We got to miss first and second period for it.
Oh, they let you just continue the party.
Yes, they let us just hang out front. And then, of course, we had to clean up all of the sand.
Right.
Yes. I was going to say, did you dump it in the parking lot or did you just leave it in the truck?
Yes.
And hang out in the truck?
All of it.
Oh my gosh.
Did you go to school around here?
I went to Odom County.
Oh, I love it. All right.
That's awesome.
Good story, Angela. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See ya.
Oh gosh. Got another one. My class's senior prank was passing out marbles to as many people as possible pre-graduation. When you went to shake the principal's hand during the ceremony, you pass him a marble. By the time I got to shake his hand, this was a class of about 800, and my last name was toward the end. He was surrounded by a pretty big pile of marbles.
I want to say I saw that just recently. I want to say,
really?
But it was not marbles. It was they were given ketchup packets to
ketchup packets.
They were just handing ketchup packets to the principal.
The principal
would hand them a diploma. They'd hand them a ketchup packet. So the principal had to end up like handing it off to like someone next to him, and because he was getting so many ketchup packets.
He said the principal was pretty cool about it. Just laughed.
That's funny. Oh man, Jamie said one senior class threw a bunch of crickets in our lunchroom.
Oh gosh.
Oh geez.
Oh, that's not great. That's not good for anybody.
Yeah. See,
really.
See, and then we got a text from another listener that said, "I work at a school where the seniors came in and let the air out of tires of the school buses." Listen, we already have busing issues.
Oh,
don't need you to do anything more to the buses. All right.
Nope.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Caitlin said our class of 2020 had planned to drop books all at the same exact time.
Oh, you mean like in the hallway type of thing where they were just make a big noise?
I guess so,
That's good. Did your class do anything?
No, we didn't do anything.
So
we had like a senior skip day.
We did do that. We did do a senior skip day. And so I participated in that. But I remember... There was another school kind of in our conference, and it was a little more of a farm school, you know, one of those that were out in the sticks.
Sure.
I went to a more of a city public school, and they released a couple pigs into the school. One of them was numbered with, like, I don't know, shoe polish, like number one, and the other one was numbered number three. And so they were hoping that they would be searching for number two.
Oh, gosh.
So anyways, all right. Those are some good ones there. Some senior pranks. If you got one, 502-795-1997. Good stuff there. And like I said, if you wanted to see the actual.
Yeah, that's good. That's my fave.
The bagpipes.
That's just entertainment right there.
The Hyper. We posted it at Ben and Kelly Show on X. You can take a look at that. A setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this involves one of our favorite childhood cartoons. Bluey!
Bluey, okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without holding a free Bluey event that so many people attended, it turned into an absolute disaster. You're doing okay.
How did it turn into a disaster? So, if everybody showed up, sounds like a great event.
Right? This business in Vegas tried to hold a free Bluey event last weekend. And it absolutely turned into a disaster when it went viral because it caught... So thousands of people, that basically way more people attended than they were prepared for.
Ah, kind of like our little Justin Bieber concert back in the day?
Yeah, sure. That
we were like, what's a Justin Bieber? And then 12,000 people showed up.
Right. So thousands of people tried to get into this event. Staff couldn't handle it all. Kids and parents were all kind of, they were kind of like upset about the whole thing. Here they are.
When I saw him, my dad ignored him. I was mad.
He looked like unexpected. We could like see his beard.
The kids were distraught. Some kids were crying. Some kids were upset, crying in their parents' shoulders. It was a very upsetting moment to see so many kids, especially my daughter, just really upset.
Yeah.
Wait. Did they say that I heard Bluey's beard? What's beard?
So here's the thing. It wasn't like a sanctioned Bluey event, an official Bluey event. So they didn't have
an official Bluey there.
Well, no, they were basically taking costumes and buying them off of Amazon.
Oh,
so,
no.
It was a free event. The restaurant and the business apologized on social media saying, we're sorry this event wasn't to standard. And they admitted that, look, hey, we were just literally overwhelmed. There were way too many people, long lines. It was free, keep in mind.
Right.
Now knowing who Bluey is, we would have planned ahead and would have had security. There would have been more door regulations.
Yeah, so that's the business kind of talking about.
Better costumes for Bluey.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but it was a free event.
Sure.
I mean, you didn't have to pay to get in.
But apparently they've learned their lesson. You better bring the thunder if you're going to say you got a Bluey event.
I mean...
Because Bluey's kind of a big deal.
I mean, but is this not also on the parents to just be like, hey, let's just enjoy what this is, you know?
Well,
we don't need to freak out and cause a big stink about this.
Sure, but if there were so many people there, and I can understand getting a little
right.
miffed that they were underprepared.
Yeah, so
for how popular that was going to be.
So I think this is a different category than the Willy Wonka experience in Scotland.
Right.
You remember? And that went viral like a couple months ago.
So not like an overpromise, underdeliver kind of a thing, but kind of.
Well, but this was a free event. You're not buying tickets to get in. So,
but still, if it's an event, you expect like it to be special when you show up. And I think a lot of people showed up expecting that. And it was not as special as they were hoping.
Right. There were some that defended the business saying, look, it was a free event. It's a risk you take when you come to these things. Another said, look, my son loved it. So thank you for the hosting it and stuff like that. So not everybody was outraged, but a majority were.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. A little.
Bless their hearts, though. Right? Best of intentions. This is the best of intentions.
Yeah,
it
went
a little sideways.
I guess. Yeah, it went a little sideways. And
so do some research before you plan an event around a super mega popular
children's show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Bluey is, by the way, a fantastic show because it has humor for adults and for kids.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so there you go. A little setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without holding a free Bluey event that so many people attend, it turns disastrous. You're doing okay.
Bless their hearts, though.
Yeah, this is a tap on the head, bless your heart moment. Roasts are back. Now, even though Tom Brady was the most recent celebrity to get roasted, he has some regrets about how harsh some of the jokes were.
Hashtag regrets.
Yeah.
He didn't realize like how that would affect his family,
sure.
His exes, his kids, all that.
Yeah, so we thought it might be fun to let AI roast the show.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
That's right.
I can tell this is going to be amazing entertainment. It's going to be amazing entertainment.
All right, so sit back and let's let AI... roast Ben and Kelly.
Who's first in the hot seat?
So we'll, how about we go back and forth? You want to go back and forth?
Okay.
All right. So first up, I believe, is me.
Ben's idea of multitasking is tripping over his words while tripping over his feet.
Okay.
Okay. Coming out guns blazing.
Wow. Just because sometimes I can't form words as quickly as you.
That's all right. She's picked that up.
Okay.
She's picked up on that.
AI roasting Ben and Kelly. Kelly K.
Kelly K has got more opinions than correct answers.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait a second. We switched up hosts?
We did.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. AI roasting okay. Ben and Kelly. Here's me.
Ben Davis's idea of a good radio prank is telling listeners he's got talent.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was good.
Wow.
That was a solid burn.
Damn.
That was a solid
damn.
Burn.
I don't know if I like this game anymore.
Oh, boy.
All right. Kids, kids, turn off the radio. Don't listen to your father getting roasted by AI.
That just got amped up.
All right. AI roasting Ben and Kelly.
Tilly's laugh is like a car alarm. Everyone wishes there was a mute button.
Wow.
Oh, I feel it.
Wow.
I feel it.
Shoot. Okay. Okay. I'm wiping the tears.
Oh.
I can't tell if they're tears from laughing
okay.
or tears of sadness. All right.
All right.
AI roasting the show.
Okay.
Ben Davis, the man who proves even robots can host a radio show.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, I think she's gunning for your job at this point.
It's something.
Wow.
All right. AI roasting Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
Up to Kelly.
Kelly K loves Ryan Reynolds so much.
Yeah.
She once tried to cook his favorite meal. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, even Deadpool wouldn't eat it.
Okay, it's not a true story. I've never tried. I don't know what his favorite meal is.
I don't know.
Never tried to cook.
Listen.
Not really anything.
Listen. AI, they're just going for the laughs.
He's reaching on that one.
They're just going for the laughs.
True statement on Ryan Reynolds.
They know that you like Ryan Reynolds,
yes.
And they know that you're not a great cook.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
AI roasting Ben and Kelly.
They say redheads don't have souls.
Uh-oh.
But Ben Davis has proven that they don't need one to be hilariously annoying on the radio.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez. Owie.
All right.
But she did call you hilarious.
Thank you. All right, last one. AI roasting now Kelly K.
Kelly's laugh is so grating, it could be used as an alternative to waterboarding.
Oh, what? Gosh!
Oh,
dang.
Wow!
Dang!
Wow!
An alternative to
again
waterboarding?
Again attacking my laugh.
Wow! Oh, Kelly, are you okay? Are you okay?
I don't know if I should laugh at that. He's just being attacked.
Oh, jeez. I think still my favorite for me was...
Ben Davis's idea of a good radio prank is telling listeners he's got talent.
That was good. That's my favorite.
That was a good burn.
That was good.
That was a solid burn.
And then mine for Kelly.
Tilly's laugh is like a car alarm. Mm. Everyone wishes there was a mute button.
Right. Yes.
All right.
Indeed.
You know what? There it is.
Okay.
Thank you, AI.
That was fun. That was fun time.
Okay. I'm going to have to go curl up in a ball and recover from that one. All right, it's 99.
I'm going to keep laughing, though.
You know what?
Sorry, not sorry.
That's right. This is who I am. Earlier, we were talking about senior pranks and how they're all going down here in the next, you know, day or two, week or two or whatever. There was a school in Illinois whose seniors had a bagpiper follow their principal around for an hour.
Two students actually arranged that. And that was what they could afford. They tried a mariachi band, but it was too expensive.
We got a text from Jessica that said, I remember you guys mentioning where one of the students worked with the principal's husband to have him let them in their house so that they were all there when she woke up in the morning.
Oh, that was a viral one from like last year or a couple of years ago. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. She said, just wanted to pass along to you all that the seniors there at Manual pulled that same prank just last night. And they were all in Dr. Newman's house this morning when he got up, about 100 of them.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? She said, my son's a sophomore there. It was all over his Snapchat this morning. I know the principal has at least one, maybe two kids who are currently students there. So I think they arranged it.
Oh, good
stuff.
It
was hilarious.
That's good.
Great.
I like that.
Principal slumber party.
There it is. All right, let's get to a feel good. We do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Clint loves Costco. He's there at least once a week.
Okay.
Finding those deals. So his wife hatched a plan for his 27th birthday. Let's have him start running into family and friends while they're also shopping in Costco. Get it? And then have the cake ready in the food court.
Sure.
We've seen everybody here. We've seen the Davidsons. It's all
the Davidsons are here.
We've seen, no joke, like five people from the church that we've met. It doesn't make sense.
Happy birthday.
I am food court. Everybody's there.
I was so confused as to why he wasn't catching on. We were running into people, and I thought surely, you know, the next person that we saw, he was going to be like, okay, this is not a coincidence. Like, this is planned. It's madness. But it's been so much fun.
Yeah, wow. No, we really didn't get it. Till, like, the very end that they were all there for him. They just, because they were all pushing carts around with stuff in it.
Right.
So he was just kind of
like, wow, what a coincidence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody decided to go to Costco today.
That's funny.
You can see the video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Real quick, sports update, PGA Championship, Valhalla. FYI, there was a fatal accident this morning on Shelbyville Road right there outside of the club. So
a pedestrian
there
hit
is,
by a bus.
Yeah,
just awful situation.
There is a lot of traffic, police presence in that area. That being said, professional golfer Scottie Scheffler was detained by police when he tried to cross the police line to get into the club
because they have early tee times. Like, he's supposed to be teeing off soon.
From WFAA out of Dallas,
world number one golfer Scottie Scheffler is detained by police while trying to get to the golf course in Kentucky for the PGA Championship. ESPN's Jeff Darlington says there was an apparent misunderstanding with traffic flow, and a police officer shoved Scheffler against a car and put him in handcuffs.
Yeah,
oh, that's
so obviously
not good.
We're going to hear more about this as the day goes on. But
so it didn't necessarily go like, hey, I'm Scottie Scheffler, I'm supposed to be teeing off here, and then the police officer didn't go, okay, go ahead. That didn't happen, apparently.
So I guess he was put in the back of a police car and then released, according to Wave News, by
when they figured
LMPD.
Out who he was.
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh,
like
boy.
I said, this is a developing story, but this is one of those,
oh,
like,
boy.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Story.
Like, I'm supposed to be over there.
Well, what?
Soon.
What?
TV cameras on me.
I know Kelly's her famous "Do you know who I am?" is trying to get into a concert when she's
That's
the
just,
voice
when,
of the
I just
KFC
sent an
Young
email.
Center. You're like,
I just say, hey, do you happen to have any tickets? No. No. Yeah, no,
oh,
that's
shoot.
The one time I tried to pull that card, and I was denied.
Yeah, you were denied.
I was denied.
Kelly K, just like Scottie Scheffler, the number one golfer in the world.
Nope, we're not the same. We're not the same at all.
You were denied a concert. He was denied just getting into
to play his round of professional golf on TV for the championship.
Yeah, his
round.
They have delayed, by the way, the start of the rounds this morning
because of that accident. Yes.
But no, not because of Scottie Scheffler.
Because of the accident. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so.
But also, maybe we share with all of the officers pictures of the professional golfers who are going to be entering and need to get in.
Don't know.
Maybe.
Don't know the nuances of this.
Not,
we just right
sure.
now know the facts of the matter. So, but like I said, this will probably be a developing story throughout the rest of the day.
Right, but at the root of it is, you know, somebody lost their life this morning, and that's awful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. We don't want to necessarily scoot by that just to get
for
to
sure.
this. So, anyways, yeah, if you are or have to be around that area. Detour.
Yes.
Take another route.
Yeah, especially if you're not going to the PGA event, or if you are, maybe delay when you get there.
Yeah.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Guys, Wendy needs us. Okay, so let's dive in and see if we can help her. We were invited to our friend's 40th birthday party, she says.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise party thrown by the husband at a fancy restaurant. They reserved the entire back room. Fancy invitations went out. And on them, in addition to the who, what, where, was also in plain bold print,
mm-hmm.
No gifts, please. Just bring your warm and pleasant company. So we abided by the request. When we got to the party, maybe close to half actually brought something for the birthday girl, to which she seemed delighted.
Okay.
And nobody commented that the gifts were unnecessary.
Mm.
We aren't cheap, and we most definitely would have brought something for our dear friend. In addition to feeling embarrassed, my friend acted differently towards me and didn't immediately return a post-birthday call, which isn't like her. Do people not mean it when they say, no gifts, please? And how are we supposed to know that?
Yeah.
Should we do something now? Like, should I buy her something now? Thanks for any help.
I think now, no, you don't buy anything now. Because that then just looks weird.
Right.
Where you're like, oh hey,
I feel
here,
like I needed to buy you something because other people did.
Yeah, that sounds weird. When I see no gifts, please, I listen.
I have been.
You've been guilty
on the
of...
other side of, well, let's bring a little something anyway.
Well, okay. If I see like no gifts, then I will say I won't wrap something, but maybe I'll bring a bottle of wine.
Right.
Or I'll bring something like that. That's maybe more to be consumed or shared with everyone. So
it's always, that's always a safe bet. Like if they say no gifts, you can still bring a gift like that. I think
if they say no gifts, you can still bring a gift.
Right.
You just did it wrong, Wendy.
Just so that you're not ending up like Wendy.
Well, Wendy, that's hindsight now. So right. Wendy's like, well, I guess I wish I would have known that.
For the next time, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe, uh-huh. Wendy, for the next time you get in this situation, maybe we still bring a little something. Even if it's like hostess level kind of gift. Like a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Something that you know. And I think it also depends on how close you are to the person. Like if this is kind of someone that's just an acquaintance or maybe like your husband knows or not sure.
Right.
But since they were really good friends, then maybe we still bring a little something.
Is there anybody who's had a very awkward situation like Wendy? And
well, yeah, I am a little concerned that the friend is now treating her differently.
I don't know if I like
that.
Said
no gifts. Like the fact that she's kind of being cold to her now sucks. That's not being a good friend.
Right.
Like, don't put that out there if you're expecting people to bring you gifts.
Right. Well, if she is accepting those gifts, I mean, to be fair to the hostess,
right,
she can't control over what people bring.
No. But she could have been like, oh, guys, no, I said no gifts. Oh, you know.
Oh, thank you, but right, no right. gifts. Oh, yes. Thank you, but
then
no gifts.
Not hold it against the
not
people.
Not hold it against Wendy.
Yeah.
Who
abided by what it said.
All right. What's your take on this? What is your story of something like this going sideways? 502-795-1997. That's our number. Group therapy. Wendy wonders if she actually made a mistake by not giving her friend a 40th birthday present at a party that said,
no gifts, please.
Yep.
But half the people brought gifts.
Right.
And now, birthday girl seemed to really like that.
I know.
And that's kind of treating Wendy a little differently,
I feel
which
like
is not great.
Birthday girl probably needs to talk to her husband and say, hey, why'd you say no gifts?
Exactly. Exactly.
I like
or
gifts.
Just realize that Wendy was abiding by what the invitation said. So don't fault her for that. Allison says, I think if she's the kind of friend you would have brought a present for if she wasn't having a party, she should have bought her a gift, maybe not giving it to her at the party. So you typically exchange birthday gifts. Then you still should have gotten her something.
Aaron suggested in the future, bring something like a bottle of wine just to keep, or something small to keep in your car.
Yes.
To assess
yes.
what's going on inside the party.
Yeah, and accidentally leave it in the car until you go into the party and
yeah,
assess.
Exactly. And then if you need it, you can go out and get it. If you don't, then you get to keep whatever you brought.
That's a safe bet.
Jessica on Facebook says, yikes, that's a tough one. Kind of like when people say in lieu of flowers, please donate to this charity in an obituary.
Right. But
people
then,
still send flowers.
Exactly. Because you don't want like there to be no flowers.
Right. So maybe Jessica says, send her a card with a gift card in it and say something like, hey, I know we weren't supposed to bring gifts to the party, but I still wanted to get you a little something for your big 4-0.
Yes.
That way you let her know that you're just abiding by the rules. And it's possible that she did not know the invitation said that. that, though.
Right.
It still is kind of crappy that the friend is taking it out on her, or what it seems like.
Well, yeah, Rachel says, is it possible you're reading more into her behavior because you feel awkward and embarrassed about not bringing a gift? Maybe she didn't seem like herself because she was overwhelmed in the moment. My guess is that has nothing to do with you or the gift.
Yep. All right, so maybe in the future we take the approach of...
if it says no gifts, still bring a little gift.
Yeah, bring a little gift. And maybe just keep it in the car, right, like what Aaron suggested.
So if everybody did get the memo and nobody brought everything, then you're fine.
Then you're fine.
But then if everybody ignored it and everybody brought something, then you're covered.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Hey, good luck. You know, keep your head high. It's all good. It's group therapy. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to our contestant, Macy, calling us from Camp Taylor. Hi, Macy.
Hi, good morning.
Doing well. You just said good morning. Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Macy, I was anticipating you saying, hi, how you doing?
You?
Right, yes. Exactly. So I was answering that when you didn't ask it. So that's kind of par for the course with how I talk to women. I'm just awkward. So...
that's okay. Friday morning, the brain's not fully awake yet.
It's kind of our job to be fully awake at this time, though. But,
that's
you
all
know,
right.
It's all right.
We'll get there eventually.
We're new here.
Sure.
Macy has blonde hair, drives a black mom SUV, is an executive administrative assistant. That's pretty cool. And just went on her first date with a new person last night.
Let's break it down. How'd it go? Do we think there's going to be a second date?
Yes, definitely. We were taking things slow, but he was super funny, and I enjoyed the whole night.
Okay,
oh, so great.
All right, so taking things slow means there was no, like, nookie after the
Ben
date was over.
Awkward. But that's too personal.
No, it was very respectful. There was a little kiss goodbye, but nothing crazy.
That's sweet.
So this new person... did you meet them through mutual friends, through work?
Online, how do we know them?
Mutual friends, actually.
Oh, that's organic.
Had both been in relationships previously, so I think just timing wasn't right, but now we're getting to try it out.
So there's getting to try it out.
Fingers crossed.
Little
it goes
spark
well.
There.
Stop. Yeah. Stop with the spark.
I'm just saying, it's exciting.
Stop. You're going to make it awkward. Don't make it awkward. It's sweet right now. It's sweet.
It already is awkward, guys.
See, Macy, this is exciting. This is an exciting time.
Okay, you know, let's get to the game.
That spark of the new relationship and all that.
To the game.
Man, how long did the kiss linger?
Stop.
I don't really like to kiss myself,
boom. All right. Little Kid Drunk Adults, the game we're playing. Kelly, explain how it works.
You're going to hear three stories. and they normally involve some sort of an unfortunate event. You have to determine, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
I was up on a balcony of the second story, and I jumped off into a pool.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one, I'm going to guess, is a drunk adult.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that there was a parent around that stopped that kiddo.
Yes. Right? No, I think it's a drunk adult, too. Yeah, that sounds like, hey, hold my beer. I could do that.
Yeah, what's the movie Almost Famous?
Yes.
Where he dives off into a pool? Yeah. Right.
Yep.
All right, so you both say drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, where are the parents? Where's the parents?
Yeah, like what Macy
where
and Kelly.
Where was your mother?
The family went on vacation, and I thought I was Superman, jumped up on the balcony, and off into the pool. Yeah, everything was fine. I mean, I landed in the middle of the pool, but it scared the my parents.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I bet it did.
I think he earned a timeout.
Yeah,
you're going to sit over there, and we're not going to do that again.
Yeah, the parents get back from vacation, look at the ring camera, and are like, what did you do?
Gosh.
All right, Macy, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I puked out of the school bus window and caused a minor accident.
Okay, it's with school bus being a key component here.
I feel
here.
Like the school bus might be trying to throw me off.
Yes, I feel that too. Leads you to think it's a little kid.
I'm going to say it's a drunk adult on this one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go the opposite as the obvious answer too. Yes, drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yes.
Even though he said school bus.
Yes.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were.
All right.
Why were you on rent a school bus?
It was an annual event at my university where they rented school buses to drive us to and from the event. I was out in the woods. On the way back, I didn't feel right, so I dropped my window and stuck my head out and let it go. Apparently, there was a car behind us, and they ended up slamming on the brakes because they couldn't see out the windshield.
What?
Jumping a curb. Thankfully, everyone was okay, but I was in hot water with the dean after that.
Oh, my God.
They jumped a curb? There's so much they couldn't see out the windshield and like, hit the car. Whoa. Oh, my God.
It's like when you're in the car behind someone who decides to clean their windshields,
right,
and then you get the spray.
Yeah, but you can still see. That but must have
this
been
is a different
a
splatter.
Lot.
Splatter. Okay. All right, Macy. You got one right, one wrong. Let's get this last one right. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I was caught stealing silverware at Pizza Hut.
I mean, but who hasn't?
Right.
Right.
Sure.
Come on now.
I'm thinking this is a kid. A kid.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Maybe mom needs that.
Maybe mom needs it.
Yeah. Mom needs a nice...
away the old silverware.
Right.
She's replaced.
Again. Real nice stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this little shaker of pepper, I mean, this would look nice on our counter.
Sure.
All right. You both say little kid.
So I was a little kid.
You got it.
Yay.
Look at you. Look at you. Win a chicken dinner.
I wanted a birthday gift for my mom.
Wait, stop there.
Birthday gift for
my mom.
I'm going to shoplift some silverware.
And, you know, the manager of Pizza Hut caught me and, yelled at my dad and said he was raising a criminal.
Dang. This is one of those, Macy, where you look at your kids and go, you better never.
Oh, yeah.
You better never.
1,000%. It's not off to a good start.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, congratulations. And congratulations on your new relationship. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
You got to tell us how day two goes.
I was
going
to say, you just need to text us. I'm now a little fly on the wall. In fact, text us where your next date is going to be so I can go show up there with my wife and
don't
we can just kind of get a table close to you guys.
But we do have a Michael Graves toaster for your wedding. Just
I know. I've had this Michael Graves toaster in the back of my car for probably 15 years. So it needs a home at some point.
It's still toast for sure.
Yeah, we're sure it does. All right. Hey, Macy, thank you so much for hanging out with the show. And I'm going to put you on hold another quick sec, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on.
So great.
Wow. Good stuff. I love love. This is great.
That is very exciting. I'm also floored at how some of these stories just went so sideways.
Yes.
Like you just weren't expecting.
I know. That's the beauty.
Jumping a curve because of all the vomit on the windshield.
Of Little Kid, Drunk Adult, which we need your help with this.
Yeah, the two stars of this bit is there's the stories. We need more of those. So if you've got one you think might confuse people on whether it was a little kid or a drunk adult, then give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us a voice note of you saying all that, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Now, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to do a little segment that we do on the show called You Laugh, You Lose. Now, typically, it's just Kelly and myself slinging jokes that some may say are just...
They're funny!
Yeah.
They can be funny.
They're
funny.
But this week we're going to bring in Greg Hahn from the Caravan Comedy Club to participate.
Can I talk yet? I'm here this weekend, everybody. Hey, Louisville, keep it weird. Come on, let's party.
Yeah. So, Greg.
I'm the pioneer of the one-man layoff. Don't lose your job. Come on.
Greg Hahn from the Caravan Comedy Club. So he's going to hang out. You're going to hang out.
Yeah, I'm going to hang around. Thanks.
All right. And then I noticed that you wore the same shirt that you wore last year.
Yeah, so it's a great shirt. It's nice.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Same toupee.
Disgusting.
I lost weight. Had to have my toupee taken in.
We pulled up the video from last year and because Greg was like, hey, I just want to make sure I'm not like doubling jokes or whatever. So we pulled up the video and I'm like, Greg, you're wearing the exact same shirt that you wore last year this time.
I don't even remember.
You know what?
You look great.
It's a great shirt. I mean, why wouldn't you wear it more than once?
It's a classic look. It's a classic.
Why wouldn't you wear it more
than
once?
Come on, man. I'm a slave to fashion. I never change it. Come on.
All right. So, comedian Greg Hahn from the Caravan Comedy Club. Up next, we'll do You Laugh, You Lose. Coming up.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. This week it's a little different because we have special guests from the Caravan Comedy Club, comedian Greg Hahn.
Hey, thanks for having me here. Come on, we're doing the New Year's Eve show over there.
We're doing
my Madison Square Garden show in Louisville. Come on.
There it is.
Yes.
There it is. So, yes. Jokes back and forth. Greg, we'll let you go ahead and start. Everything good in your world?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I just bought a place overlooking an iguana in Florida. Nice.
Overlooking an iguana?
Yeah, it's good, man. I used a reverse mortgage. You ever tried that? When you bang on someone's door and tell them how much they owe you? Hey, come on, everybody. Reverse mortgage joke.
Come on, everybody.
Yeah, my realtor told me I need to make a sincere offer when I'm buying a house. So I'm going around from the bottom of my heart. You get it? Sincere offer. Keep up, man. Can't slow down. Have we started the contest?
Greg!
Let's do the thing.
You're just blowing through everything.
Listen, if you've never had the Greg Hahn experience,
I'm at the
doesn't
caravan, everybody.
Stop.
It's still open. Can you believe it?
Still open.
Come and see the brand new carpet.
The brand new carpet at
Not
the caravan.
Really. No, it's beautiful, though.
Oh, shoot. I love
Come on
it.
Out.
I love it.
Oh, just
Sound
know.
Man's covered in guns and knives. I love that guy. Come on out.
Greg,
have you started the contest yet?
Yeah, sure.
Hey,
yeah.
Okay, how do crazy right. people walk through the woods and take the psychopath? Come on. Come on, right?
Take the psychopath.
We just got a call from Tony, the yodeling Shetland pony. He can't be here today. He's a little horse. Hey, little horse. He's in stable condition. Come on, everybody, horses. Come on, big T. Oh.
Mini horse jokes killed.
Horses, and they never work legs. All right. All right, come
Greg.
On. What's the difference between ignorance and apathy? I don't know, and I don't care. Come on, hey, everybody.
He's on fire, folks.
Yeah, call the bomb squad. We're having a blast. All right, hey. My girlfriend just took off with a tractor salesman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she wrote me a John Deere letter. Come on, everybody.
Come on now.
Where's my sitcom? Where's my sitcom? Come on. All right. Did you know that 5 out of 3 people struggle with fractions? Come on, they're getting worse. What do you do when a liberal arts major comes to your door, paying to take your pizza? You already knew that one. You knew that one.
Oh, dang it.
You knew that
one. I feel
attacked.
Shots fired.
Come on. Shoot.
I can't stay late at the club. I got a date with Destiny. She gets off the pole at midnight. Come on. I crossed the line. I'm out of here.
Greg Hahn.
Happy to be here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure having you, Greg Hahn.
That's enough.
that's how all you got.
I think we lost the game.
Yeah, no, we lost out the gate. Greg, you come with the thunder.
Yeah, thanks for having me, everybody. Louisville, I've never played a stage more than the stage.
Really?
Well, I was an opener.
I was going to say, you've been here many
85
times.
85 zillion times. Beats working. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? If
Being
it's working.
A comic? Not a real job.
That's right.
I'd like to always have a non-job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a conductor. Wouldn't you like to be a conductor?
Would.
Lady's been playing an oboe for 40 years. You're telling me she doesn't know when to come in? You know what I mean?
That's
concierge.
A really good
I wouldn't even
point.
Plug my phone in.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Come on.
You mean to tell me?
Yeah,
right. Shoot.
Come on out, everybody.
Oh,
I'll give my symposium. I'm going to do a symposium tonight on killing it in the modern era. I'm joking. It's the same stupid jokes. Come on out.
All right.
Jokes.
Greg Hahn, we always enjoy when you can make it to the show. Yeah.
I mean, what a weekend because you got the PGA Championship
yeah,
in
right.
town.
Golf.
And you're taking
Talk
some golf.
Golf. A lot of people think golf is boring. A lot of people think golf is boring.
Yeah.
Not if you tackle. Come on, everybody. Here it is. I never get out of the cart when I play golf. I never get out of the cart. I drive and swing like it's polo. Four. I love golf. You yell four, you're allowed to hit people
swing.
With your ball. It's the best.
That's why
I run out of balls, then I got to mow them down with the cart direct.
Oh, my God.
Great.
That's why Greg Hahn is
We're
not
We're at the caravan,
allowed.
Everybody. We're doing jokes.
We're doing
shots. I do corporate shows. Put me in front of your people. What could go wrong? Corporate shows. It's the same jokes, but I'm wearing a suit. Whatever.
I like that shirt, Greg. All right.
Don't
Greg Hahn. Don't ever
so
change the shirt. All right, Greg Hahn, everyone.
They're
there it
love
is. Greg Hahn.
Love the bill.
Not going to let him in Valhalla at all.
You laugh, you lose. Wow, we lost there. Greg's a winner. Congratulations. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. And in sports news, PGA Championships happening right now and this weekend at Valhalla. Now, earlier this morning, like really early, there was a fatality, an accident there outside Valhalla. There was an incident with a pedestrian and a
struck
bus.
And killed, yeah.
Bus. So there was a heavy police presence. There were a lot of, people directing traffic, trying to figure this all out and everything like that.
According to WDRB, they had a couple of ESPN reporters there. Dave Fleming was there, as well as Jeff Darlington. And they said they were told players were told they were going to be able to enter the facility. Many were. Uh-huh. And Scotty Scheffler was driving an official PGA vehicle, turned into the gates when told not to. The car continued to roll slowly through. An officer apparently grabbed onto the car. Scheffler then stopped, rolled down his window. The officer reached into the window, opened the door, pulled him out of the car. The police officer screaming at Scheffler to get out. When he exited the vehicle, the officer shoved Scotty against the car, immediately placed him into handcuffs, mm-hmm. and he ended up being taken downtown and has a mugshot now.
So now this is from the court system. I'm looking at his arrest report right now. He was charged with the second degree assault of a police officer, criminal mischief, third degree reckless driving, and disregarding signals from officers directing traffic.
Wow. And apparently the officers were wearing like the yellow vests. So there was confusion. Like Scotty didn't know that they were actually police officers, just thought they were like traffic attendants.
Man.
And so there was just a lot of confusion, I think, involved in the whole situation.
Yeah. So apparently the officer was injured who, I guess.
Minor injuries.
Was drug. There by Scotty Scheffler's car. So just a wild, wild set of circumstances outside Valhalla. They paused the start of the PGA Championships because of the accident.
Well, yeah, he was supposed to tee off like, what, 8:43,
well,
I think?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's supposed to tee off like right around now.
Yeah.
But that's been pushed back. Don't know if he's posted bail yet. Don't know. I mean, because there are pictures of him wearing the orange jumpsuit, like he went downtown and got dressed.
I gotta imagine that is like he's coming out. He's a reigning Masters champ, new dad, and his first round tied for 12th, 5 strokes off the lead at 4 under. So came into the tournament heavy favorite. Mm-hmm. So just not sure how all this is going to play out. Just an unbelievably bad start to the day.
So it's one of those things where it's like there has to, most of the time when people and when quote celebrities use the "do you know who I am" line, it's kind of cringe, right?
Right.
I feel like this might have been a justifiable thing where it's like, hey, you know, now
others were being allowed through. He was in a PGA official car.
Right. I don't want to take away from the fact that so it just sounds like there was a misunderstanding on both sides.
Yes.
And it just escalated out of control, and there were egos involved maybe on both sides too.
Yeah.
And
maybe if he would have just stopped and said, "Hey, this is who I am. I need to be in there."
Right.
We were told we can go through.
Right. Then maybe some of this could have been avoided.
Yeah,
but not sure. But man.
That's not good.
And the internet is absolutely...
Oh, the internet is interneting instantly.
They started
interneting instantly.
The crown has been passed from Tiger Woods Scotty Scheffler.
That is not the same.
And then remember the meme of Tiger Woods like shaking the hand of some dude that's behind a tree and you can't see the dude? And it just looks like Tiger Woods is shaking the tree.
Sure.
It's like Tiger Woods making the deal with the guy to arrest Scotty Scheffler before the PGA.
I've also seen another, the arresting officers are Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy. It's like, no, stop internet, stop.
Yeah.
Stop interneting.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah. Anyways.
Hopefully it all gets cleared up. Look, I hope that, I don't know.
We just saw, this is what we saw. We just saw the opening scene from Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000, because that's happening.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler needs to 1,000% kind of incorporate that.
Oh, shoot. All right. So I guess Scotty Scheffler's new tee time is 10:08.
Hopefully he's going to make it in time.
Right. Right.
Because I was shocked to see like the mugshot in the orange jumpsuit. Like he's mm-hmm. gonna, hopefully they're gonna get it all ironed out.
Yeah.
Like big misunderstanding on both sides.
I'll tell you what. Louisville is the center of attention.
Oh, it's not great, guys. Not a good look. Not a good look.
I mean, what a difficult situation to be in.
Well, yes, because we don't want to gloss over the fact that somebody lost their life this
someone
morning.
Someone died. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Outside. And that's absolutely horrific and tragic. And thoughts go out to that person's family. And wow, I can't even imagine.
All right. So there's your little update.
There's sports. There's sports corner.
That is your sports update, TGA Live from Valhalla.
Okay.
All right, let's get to a little stupid fact of the day, shall we?
Emphasis on the stupid.
Now, listen, they're not all stupid. Learning is learning, Kelly.
Okay.
Learning is learning. As long as I find it one other place, I put a green check mark.
So you found this in two places?
Yeah. So according to astrology, the luckiest day of the year is tomorrow.
Oh, May, we're talking horoscopes. Yeah, okay.
May 18th. All right?
All right.
Something called Jupiter Kazemi.
Jupiter Kazemi. That's right. Tomorrow?
Is tomorrow. It's in conjunction with the sun. A 1 degree of alignment. That means a degree away from lining it up with Earth's perspective. So if you were on Mars, it wouldn't really be special at all, but... if you believe in all this stuff, there's also a lucky time for tomorrow, too.
A lucky time tomorrow. What's the luckiest time?
If you're doing anything that you need luck on your side, Scottie Scheffler. Plan on doing it at 2:36
tomorrow. 2:36
tomorrow. 2:36 tomorrow is the luckiest time and the luckiest day. And according to astrologers, we won't see this level of collective luck again until June 24th. Of 2025.
Okay, so what time again?
2:36.
2:36 tomorrow. I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. I'm going to buy a lottery ticket at that exact moment tomorrow. And then deuces, everybody. And then that'll been great.
And then that'll be Kelly's.
I'm out.
Calling card.
I'm out.
So she's not on the show Monday. You'll know what happened.
You'll know what happened. Because I struck it big when I bought my lucky lottery ticket there at the luckiest time.
2:36. May 18th.
All right.
The luckiest will be all year.
Okay.
So.
Fingers crossed.
Stupid fact of the day. See? It could actually benefit.
Absolutely.
Someone.
I 1,000% believe what you're saying. 1,000%.
You know what? She doesn't. But it's okay. All right.
It's fact.
There you go. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.70JX. Still to come. Setting the bar story. Caught red-handed gets a new meaning. And a feel-good story on the way in moments. Hang on. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.70JX. All right, this is setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, caught red-handed, a phrase, obviously, when you're busted with the evidence in your possession, right?
Right.
It's like you can't really deny it.
Nope.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a cash register, in broad daylight.
Sure.
In front of a police officer.
Yeah.
You're doing okay.
They're going to ask you about that.
Yeah, this
and you can't really say, well, it's not mine.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. It's not yours.
Wait, how did I get this?
How did this appear in my hands magically without me actually taking it?
Listen to this moment as the officer walks right into one of the suspects with the cash register literally in her hands as she's walking out of the store.
Oh, wow. Whoa, hey, doing nothing. Whoa, hey. Hey, put that down.
Yes.
Hands behind your back right now.
I mean, immediately. Oh, wow. It was like, hey.
Whoa.
That's not yours. Let's go ahead and put that down and go ahead and put your hands behind your back now. Wow.
Okay. But she tried to be like, nope, not mine. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, she complied, it looked like, in the video. Okay. So, you know, it was not like, wait, this thing? Huh?
So she didn't obviously look around first before she made that choice to notice the officers nearby.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? There's no one up here at the cash register. Maybe I'm just gonna take the cash register.
Because there's probably cash inside.
Yeah, and I'll figure out how to open it later.
Yeah.
What could she possibly get? Maybe a couple $100?
I don't know.
Like, because cash registers don't keep a whole ton of money in there.
She figured she was going to... cross that bridge when she got to
it. I guess so.
And then maybe she thought it was like a vault.
Right.
Where there's just lots of stuff in there.
Yeah, she was going to open it up. And Genie was going to pop out.
Yes, like hitting the lottery.
Yeah. So again, I don't know if you had that on your list of to-do items today to steal a cash register, broad daylight in front of a police officer, but we're here to tell you, not a good idea.
Not going to go well for you.
Yep, that is your setting the bar story on 99.70JX. Okay, so we thought, you know, it might be fun to allow AI to do a celebrity roast of Ben and Kelly.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Let's start with Ben.
Ben's idea of multitasking is tripping over his words while tripping over his feet.
Wow. Okay. Making fun of the fact that sometimes I can't get my thoughts together.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, all right. What about for you, Kelly? Oh,
no. Kelly K has got more opinions than correct answers.
All right. Starting off kind of mild.
I mean, might be true.
Yeah.
But still valid.
Okay.
Right?
Celebrity AI roast of Ben and Kelly.
Ben Davis's idea of a good radio prank is telling listeners he's got talent.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
Maybe I'm second-guessing doing this
that
bit
was
now.
A solid burn.
All right, Kelly K.
Solid.
Tilly's laugh is like a car alarm. Everyone wishes there was a mute button.
That is mean.
There are the raccoons off my porch with that. All right, AI roast. Roasting us.
Ben Davis, the man who proves even robots can host a radio show.
Oh,
is she gunning for your job?
She, okay.
What is that?
All right.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
You know what? This
well,
isn't
she
even.
Didn't say even a monkey could do a job, right?
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Kelly K.
Kelly K loves Ryan Reynolds so much, she once tried to cook his favorite meal. Let's just say. Even Deadpool wouldn't eat it.
See, that's not even true. That's not even true because I don't cook.
I don't cook.
So, fake news.
I think that they
fake
were...
Fake news. They're reaching on that one.
AI was trying to make fun of the fact that you like Ryan Reynolds.
True statement on that.
And that you're not a very good cook.
Don't cook.
One more.
Oh, God.
AI roasting Ben and Kelly.
They say redheads don't have souls.
Uh-oh.
Easy.
But Ben Davis has proven that they don't need one to be hilariously annoying on the radio.
You know what? I'll take hilariously annoying as a compliment.
Exactly.
You know what?
She called you hilarious.
I'm going to go ahead and
that's
say
just
that's
focused
an...
on that.
Right, right.
That was a compliment.
All right, last one for Kelly.
Oh, no.
Kelly's laugh is so grating.
Dang it.
Oh, God, another laugh one.
Seriously.
It could be used as an alternative to waterboarding.
Oh, God. Waterboarding.
Wow.
Okay. They found one
torture tactic.
They
really?
Found one thing about you, Kelly.
Can't
and,
stop, won't stop.
And they were like, you know what? It's Kelly's laugh. All right, there you go. I feel like I'm going to need to curl up in the fetal position now and
I want my mommy.
Suck my thumb. All right. Thank you, AI. It's 99.7 DJX.
Oh, AI sucks.
AI sucks. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Sabrina. Wow, what a day we've already had here today. If you missed the news, the number one golfer in the world was arrested, detained, and then released. Now back at Valhalla, getting ready for his tee time in about 10 minutes.
Giant misunderstanding, according to all of the reports.
All the parties, yep.
There were some ESPN reporters that actually witnessed the whole thing play out.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the accounts are up on the website at WDJX.com, but it sounds like you know, they were told that the players were going to be able to enter through the police barricade, and some got through. And Scotty was driving a PGA official vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and I guess they didn't understand. They tried to stop him. He, I think, maybe didn't know that it was a police officer. They were wearing the yellow, like, big vest.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And so he got kind of, like, just rolled through when the officers attached himself to the vehicle. He rolled another, like, 10 yards, and mm-hmm. then the officer got mad. There was yelling. There was,
well, the officer was also injured a little
yeah,
bit, I guess.
Grabbed yeah. him out of the vehicle, pushed him up against the mm-hmm. car, put him in handcuffs immediately, put
now,
him downtown.
There
and now
was,
he's charged with a felony.
Yeah, there was all this was because of an earlier fatality that happened outside of Valhalla, which
right.
is very tragic.
Horrifically
and,
tragic.
And that's why there were so much, there was things blocked off.
Right.
You know, police were directing traffic because they're still conducting an investigation
right.
in the area.
And at this point, they hadn't yet delayed the start. So Scheffler had an early tee time he was trying to get into. So it just sounds like, again, you know, police officers had no idea who he was because they turned to the ESPN reporter and said, can you give me the name of the person we just arrested?
Yeah.
So they had no idea.
Could you imagine going out on Thirsty Thursday, getting drunk, getting thrown into the drunk tank because you, you know, you were out late at bars and then you were stumbling public intoxication. And then you wake up this morning in your cell and you're like, hang on.
Hey, Scotty Scheffler.
Is that Scotty Scheffler right next to me?
Wow. Yeah, they did
yeah.
take him downtown.
Yeah,
mugshot, orange
yeah.
jumpsuit, the whole thing. But he did get released, and yeah, he's supposed to be
teeing off here in just a few minutes. Yeah. All right. So, hey, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com. Tap listen.
Thanks to Greg Hahn for breezing in. I mean, that guy's like a Tasmanian devil.
Tasmanian devil.
Like, with his jokes, he's rapid fire. He's super funny. Mm-hmm. Good friend of the show. Been coming in for years at the caravan. So, catch him if you can. 459-0022 this weekend.
All right. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.